Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, including, especially, when we celebrate our 17th anniversary of our broadcast. We're glad you're here, and we're glad Cam Fine is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Cam Fine is the president and the CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He represents several thousand community banks around the country who, as you know, I consider to be a small business's best friend. I promise you, my community bank is my best friend and has been now for a long, long time. And he's our good friend, Cam Fine. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much, Jim, and congratulations on your 17th anniversary.
Thanks, Cam. I appreciate that very much. Hey, Cam, there's a lot of stuff. We got the 113th Congress wrapping up their business in the next 45 days or so, and there's a whole lot of anxiety and anguish and vitriol going on right now between the president and Republicans who are going to be taking control of Congress next year in the 114th Congress. But in the meantime, there are half a dozen very important bills that need to be taken up. And I want to talk about those in a minute. But first, let me ask you, with the immigration stuff and everything else going on, Obamacare and all the other stuff going on, do you see the Congress getting anything done as productive in the next 45 days?
No, I don't see a whole lot going on. They have to pass a continuing resolution, of course, because on December 11th, funding for the government shuts down. So they have to extend a resolution that will continue to fund the government until the new Congress takes office.
And that's because this Congress didn't do their job with regard to budgeting, right?
Correct. They didn't. The House and the Senate did not come together on a budget. The House actually passed a budget, but the Senate never did pass a budget. So there was nothing to say to the president.
Hey Cam, as the president of ICBA, if you didn't bring a budget and demonstrate to your board members, your stakeholders, how you were going to fund your organization, What would you be doing right now? What you'd be a loan officer in Sheboygan somewhere or something, right?
I wouldn't be the president
exactly.
of the ICBA.
You sure wouldn't be drawing a check from those folks. How do we let these people get away with this?
Do you know, Jim, that the United States Congress has not passed an annual operating budget for 3 years?
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
I thought it was four. I thought it was worse.
It may be four. It's the last two Congresses.
Yeah, yeah.
In all fairness, the House of Representatives has passed budgets, but the Senate won't take up their budget.
Harry Reid is where we're stuck, folks, in this. And, of course, this last election is going to fix some of that. But I want to get into some of these things. You got about six bills here that are important to community bankers, in my opinion, therefore important to small businesses out here on Main Street. Can you summarize these in a way that helps small business owners understand what they mean to them?
Well, tell me which ones you'd like me to.
Well,
talk
one about. one of the ones that hit me right between the eyes, because this is something that would involve me, and that's where there's a bill that would exempt mortgage loans under $250,000 from having a new appraisal, just because they're concerned about the value of that real estate. I guess it's an extension of mark to market, isn't it?
Yes. Here's the deal. The ICBA put a package to the Congress, what we call the Plan for Prosperity. And it is a whole package of regulatory relief bills, a lot of them around mortgage making and small business lending.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some support in the House. We passed six bills in the House that would give us relief on a wide range of different items, from from making mortgages easier for people to get,
right,
to making getting capital for small businesses easier to get.
Yep.
And all of those bills passed the House of Representatives, and then they just stopped in the Senate.
We couldn't
get them through the
Senate. Harry Reid would not bring them up. Well, see, the thing is, as you know, Cam, I'm going to estimate that for small businesses and the community banks that we work with, I'm going to say that probably 75% of the dollars that transact between the two companies, between the bank and a small business, is real estate related. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A huge portion are commercial and real estate loans. And it's been more and more difficult in recent years.
Because
for the banker and the small business owners to transact that because of government regulation.
Government regulation. That's what they've been trying to get stopped, folks. We're going to talk about this some more with Cam Fine. And what are the prospects in the new Congress after these messages? Stay with us.
I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.